Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So we got this press release here. It says, after seeing news coverage of Chicago families braving public transportation or waiting in hours-long lines for supplies during the pandemic, a local woman named Beth Bond wanted to take action. She is the Urban Mobility Solutions Leader for Bosch E-Bikes Systems. Beth's on the phone. Hi, Beth. It's John. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hey there, John. How are you today?
I'm really good. What is Bosch E-Bike Systems?
Oh, gosh. Well, Bosch is, you know, in North America known for dishwashers and power tools, but is in fact the world's largest automotive supplier. And part of the component parts for automotive are some motors and batteries for e-bike systems. So nice little tidbit. But our e-bike partners at Turn and Trek and others are creating really, really cool e-bikes that most people hear bikes and they think kind of just two-wheelers that you pedal. But in this new age of mobility, bikes can go up to 20, 30 miles an hour and can be outfitted with different cargo carrying capacities for 1,200 pounds. So these little utility vehicles are actually just e-bikes.
So I've seen these. A friend of mine rode one when he was on vacation somewhere and said, oh my God, I'm never going back to a regular bicycle.
Yeah, they're the coolest.
Okay, but how does that work? Do you pedal it as much as you want? Like it could be 100% a bicycle or it can be 100% an electric scooter?
Yeah, so the bikes that we are using for this initiative are pedal assist bikes. So they basically feel your foot start to pedal and the motor kicks in and it can sustain a really good mile per hour. So if you're carrying a huge amount of cargo, you know, up hills or even pushing forward from a stoplight, you get really great momentum really quick.
But then how much of it is me and how much of it is like, if I don't want to pedal at all, can I just go 100% electric and not pedal at all?
You know, these bikes aren't the ones where you can kind of accelerate with a little push pin. They're class one vehicles, which is great because you can still stay in bike lanes and you don't have to, you know all of the other rules of the road that vehicles have to maintain.
Yeah.
So they're still bikes, but, you know, you've got a really, really good amount of power with each pedal.
Okay, so you do, right. So you do pedal, but this thing is cranking. Then I guess the gear ratio is such that it really delivers a lot of turn of that wheel per pedal then, huh?
Yeah, totally. Yep, they're really great, not just for recreation, but also for utility.
So then what do you do? Do you work for them or do you work for some sort of nonprofit organization? What's Urban Mobility Solutions Leader?
Yeah, so Head of City Development for Bosch is the role that I have here in North America. And what that is really looking at the future of high-dense cities and what transportation and mobility really looks like. And so our team is stationed here in Chicago, and coming into the pandemic and the kind of social unrest that we've seen over the past few months, we saw a really great opportunity to support our community with one of the products that Bosch has access to through a few of our partners at Turn and Trek.
And one last point about that. Do you guys manufacture these bikes, or are you taking e-bikes that other people have made?
Yeah, so we just manufacture the component parts for the motors and the batteries. And then our partners that are the manufacturers of the bikes at Turn and Trek are also supporting this initiative.
Turn is a company, Trek is a company. And so then what are you doing? How are you helping people that need these bikes?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if you or your listeners are aware of just the immense need that exists for food, produce, water, PPE, diapers, formula, you know, really basic necessities that because of the pandemic, because of social unrest and kind of supply chain failures have created a lot of additional barriers for a lot of our neighbors on the south and west sides of the city. So you might see flyers all over the internet talking about how at this faith-based organization from 11 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, we're giving out free food, or, you know, Common is handing out masks at this school. There's so many hyper-local distribution events that are occurring. And in all of the test runs that I've been doing, you know, that need is so great that an hour, 90 minutes into those events, all of their supplies have been exhausted. So there are a great number of our neighbors that really, really need access to food and diapers and PPE. So what we're doing with these bikes is really we're deploying them to community-based organizations that are basically propping up our most resilient supply chains and making sure that in addition to being able to distribute food at hyperlocal events, they can extend that service into, you know, emergency sort of scenarios where seniors or new mothers or families who are unable to travel can receive those goods directly at their home.
So they're using this to haul stuff around here and there if they need more. And are you gifting these cycles to then those organizations? I saw a list. It includes Northwest Side Housing Center, Logan Square Neighborhood Association, Project Hood. We talk a lot to a friend of ours over there, South Shore Works. So there's a list of the Quarry Local Food Pantry. So you're giving these bikes to those people so that they can ferry things around?
Yeah, so for the purpose of the pilot, it runs through September 30th. We're actually receiving another few dozen bikes, so we're looking for more organizations really centrally located in Englewood, North Lawndale, South Shore, Belmont, Craig, and Hermosa, just around the south and west sides, and they have use of these bikes through September 30th and probably a little bit into October before the weather starts changing. And at the end of that pilot, you know, these bikes have a retail value of about $5,000. But because of the support of Turn and Bosch, some of them are actually available for a significantly reduced cost in the event that they're able to fold them into their fleet. But we're looking to really make the case that e-cargo bikes are a really, really good utility mechanism that can support local supply chain. So hopefully that will expand kind of our reach and maybe even add a couple of weatherproof electric vehicles to the fleet coming into winter.
It's interesting, isn't it, to sort of imagine how best to transport people in cities. Divvy bikes came along, obviously just the rental lease or use of a bicycle. You had the last year the introduction of electric scooters that you could just drop and walk away. The city's not done trying to figure that out, but you just see more of these electric bikes, e-bikes you call them, zipping about, and they go, how fast do those things go?
So the ones that we have going out can sustain about 20 miles per hour. There are other vehicles that we've used that go up to 30. So definitely way more than we need to if we're just going about 2 miles. But yeah, they can power pretty good.
And they can hold several hundred pounds. You said 1,200 pounds?
Yeah, we have some trailers that we're affixing to a few of the bikes that can hold up to 1,200. The Turn bikes and their cargo carrying capacity is about 400 pounds all by itself. So, yeah, there's a really good amount of capacity there.
This initiative notwithstanding, I may just want to buy one of those things.
Yeah.
Where do folks buy those?
Cool.
Where do they get those? Do they get them at bicycle shops or how do they get them?
Exactly. There are a few vendors around the city that are certified vendors of Turn and Trek bikes. So Four Star Family Cyclery is one of our partners that's supporting maintenance of the e-bikes in the event that anybody runs into any problems. But Elsbeth over at Four Star Family Cyclery, shout out to them for their support.
Yeah. I've seen the prices, and depending on the brand and all of the bells and whistles of the manufacturer, it's $1,800. It could be $5,000. It just depends on what you get and what you want to get. But frankly,
that's exactly right.
And while that's a price point higher than a $250 bicycle, folks are already spending $1,000 on bicycles anyway. So maybe that's not prohibitive. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you that with the kind of capacity that these have for utility, it kind of reduces the need for vehicles, too, combustion vehicles that you have to continually refill with gas. At any of the distribution events that we go to support handing out food and water and diapers, you know, we see hundreds of cars idling on the main street until they get their turn to pull into the parking lot. Some of their hoods are smoking at the time that they pull up just because they've been sitting waiting for so long. You know, the average car on the road is about 12 years old. And so this kind of new fleet of electric bikes can really solve a few problems. Congestion, air quality, safety.
How long does a bike go on a charge?
You know, the Turn bikes have two battery packs on them. So it will give you the range of, I believe it's around 50 miles. And then the one battery bicycles will last you about 25.
All right. If my organization wants to avail itself of this, where do I go? How do I do that?
You know what? If I have a really easy Twitter handle. If people want to reach out to me in the event their organization could really use one of these e-bikes to support their efforts in the community, at Beth Bond is where you can find me.
Beth Bond is our guest, at Beth Bond on Twitter. Beth Bond is the Urban Mobility Solutions Leader for Bosch E-Bike Systems. Yeah, fascinating. Good luck to you all, and thanks for joining us, Beth.
Hey, John. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You bet.